The more lost a person is, the more God's love is flowing. The more lost, God's not getting repulsed. God's releasing love. The farther out there a human being, when they're in the gutter of life, lost their integrity, lost their honor, doing things they knew they'd never do, but there they are. God's right there. Love reaching out, wanting to pick up and wash off and redeem and set free. See, sin actually makes a draw on God. It provokes out of Him who He really is, because He crushes sin to save and deliver what sin is trying to crush. But you're hearing what I'm saying. See, I'm just preaching. Preaching inspires your heart. Amen. Preaching just lifts you up. I can hardly stand here and teach you and impart unless you're lifted up. Unless your heart's ready. Unless you're like on the edge of your seat saying, I like this. This is, I can do this. I can say yes. I can believe. I can look in the mirror and say, you go. You are treasured by God. I can do that. This isn't some heavy revelation. This isn't something I can't do. I can say, thank you for loving me, God. Right? Woo! Amen. Praise God. You know the story. Genesis 3. Let's go there. He created man in His image. He breathed into man and raised him up out of the dust. Oh, Lord God. Who gave life? God did. Who said man was to be? God did. So you got to realize, too, Ephesians 3:17 says that all this has taken place. People say, well, why God? And if He knew all this, why? And if He saw them, why did He? And why did God make a man in the first place and put the tree and all the sin and all the tragedy? And all? Well, why did God? Little finite human minds always trying to find a problem with Almighty, incredible God. God knows what He's doing. See, Satan fell from heaven. Satan was found in pride. He thought he'd rise above God. And God just said, see ya. He's gone. Really, that's what happened. He saw him fall like lightning. Forever, watch. Whew. You can be so glad. See, the devil's trying to make you like him. And you can be so glad you're not like him, because the door forever closed. No possible repentance. To seal his judgment and reveal God's righteousness and God's justice, he created man in his own image. But he didn't forbid the temptation of Satan to come to that man. Ephesians 3 explains it like this. That God, through this whole mystery of life, would reveal his manifold wisdom to the powers and principalities of darkness through the church. He's looking for a people that won't eat the fruit. He's looking for a people that'll believe him instead of the lie. He's looking for a people to prove the righteous, holy judgment of God, to prove the eternal character of who He is, that He can redeem what's been fallen. His love is unchanging and unfailing. And to close the door on the devil, he's saving up and raising up men that have touched sin and have walked with the devil and have actually put bricks on the monuments of Pharaoh's kingdom by laboring in the mud of life. But God can deliver you from the kingdom of darkness. Take the slave ring out of your ear and give you a new master. Do you see what I mean? And reveal his manifold wisdom to the powers of darkness. Like, take that. Because sin, where it abounded, grace abounded. Much more. Oh.